Well, sir, it's about the middle of the afternoon as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Victor Gulk and young Russell. Vic is established at the library table, occupied with a spot of work he's brought home from the office. And Russell is seated himself on Davenport, having just this moment entered his father's presence. The older gentleman regards the younger without enthusiasm, remarking,
Hello.
Hello.
May I be of service to you?
Uh-uh.
You don't propose to tarry, I trust.
I'm not going to bother you.
I agree. I have a batch of extremely tough invoices here. They require my closest attention and deepest concentration. I have neither the time nor inclination for light drawn room crosstalk.
Okay.
Why don't you go outdoors and join your little playfellows?
I don't know where anybody is.
Is it your intention to sit there in the Davenport and stare me out of countenance?
No.
You must excuse my gruff tones and surly attitude, George, but I have to get this junk finished and in the mail by supper time.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'd join you in jolly good fellowship.
Yeah.
You on the way?
Stepping over to glance out the window.
Well, make it a noiseless operation, please.
Yeah.
Seven times six is 42. Eight times eight is 64. 64 and 42 are 106.
What?
Kindly do not vouchsafe this sentiment. What?
Yeah.
I'm trying to do some figuring.
Mm.
You don't mind?
No.
In case you do mind, I suggest you repair to some other part of the house.
Well, I'm not making any noise, Gov.
Possibly not, but your presence is distracting.
Well, I'll go away in a minute.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Twice 75 is 150. 150 plus 66 is 260. Oh, Dundee, that don't check. Seven times six is 42. Eight times eight is 64. 64 and 42 are 106. 106 plus... Oh, here we are. Now, twice 75 is 150. 150 plus 66 is 260. Oh, no, by God. Why do you stare malignantly out the window?
I beg pardon?
What's going on outside?
Am I making noise?
Person trying to make numbers come out even finds himself disturbed by parties in the same room engaged in breathing heavily through their nostrils and allowing their muscles to contract in an agitated manner.
I doubt if I'm doing all that.
Well, what's going on outside?
Heine call.
Heine call is going on outside?
The son of a gun's got a rabbit.
Huh?
His uncle gave him a half-wit rabbit for a pet. And you ought to come here once and see what he's doing, the big ox.
I'm afraid I must decline.
Heine's putting up signs.
Is he?
Come here and see one.
No, I've
Beware of the rabbit.
What?
Beware the rabbit. Fierce rabbit on these premises.
Is that what the sign says?
Yeah. Heine call for you, though.
Well, I can understand why you'd become furious.
Fierce rabbit. Who ever heard of a fierce rabbit? There's no such a thing as a fierce rabbit. You appreciate why he's putting up them signs all over the front yard, don't you? Just to advertise his lame brain rabbit. He wants to rub it in on everybody he's got a rabbit. And you know the individual in particular he wants to rub it in on? Me. I got no rabbit. By George, one of these days I'm going to paste him up one side of this noose so hard he won't forget it.
Look, Dr. Sleets, I'm a patient man, but there's a limit.
Now you ought to come see the sign he's sticking in the lawn.
In about 2 seconds.
Warning the passers-by. Watch out for the man-eating rabbit. Man-eating rabbit.
All right, Sam.
Man-eating rabbit.
All right, Sam. Mm. You may leave.
Yeah.
At once.
Okay.
I don't expect to be through with these invoices till quite late in the afternoon. If you have any further occasion to enter the house, I advise you to do so on tiptoe. And under no circumstances will you come into this room. Severe and painful penalties.
I'm going. I won't be back.
Excellent. Goodbye. Mm. And if it is your thought to step across the street and paste Heine call upside the snoot, I strongly advise against it.
Yeah.
If you feel compelled to paste Heine upside the snoot, I strongly advise you to escort Heine to some locality remote from your front lawn. I'll be furious and fearsome if I'm bothered by shrieks and howls. You still there?
Yeah.
You heard what I just said?
Yeah.
Well, then we understand each other. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, my. 7 times 6 is 42. 8 times 8 is 64. 64 and 42 is 106. Now, twice 75 is... Oh.
The telephone is ringing.
You still out there?
Yeah.
What you doing?
Looking out the dining room window.
Well, come here and answer this thing.
Okay.
I thought you were dismissed.
See how I could disturb anybody standing noiselessly in the dining room.
I'm enjoying a peaceful afternoon of productive labor.
You ought to see the sign Heine Claus putting up now. Warning the passers-by. Insane rabbit.
Will you talk into that machinery?
Mm-hmm.
Thunder.
Hello? Yes? Why, I know she isn't. Just a second. God, when will Mom be home?
I don't even know where she is.
Downtown shopping. Don't you remember?
Who's on the phone?
Lady.
What lady?
Well, she never said. She merely...
Look, Roscoe, I'm growing quite weary of this.
Well, heck, I can't help
Finish with that telephone.
Hmm. Hello? Miss Cook is downtown shopping. Why, generally late in the afternoon. Beg pardon? Yes? Russell. Oh, did you? When I was a baby, huh? Well, I expect if I was young enough to be in a go-kart, I wouldn't remember.
Who's that?
I don't know. I'm 14.
Well, ask her.
Okay. Blue eyes.
Is it Miss Slimer from Dixie?
I don't know. Freshman in high school.
Well, ask her.
What's that name? My mother's in excellent health.
Miss Slimer from Dixie.
Yeah, my father, too. Is this Miss Slimer from Dixie?
Don't tell her I'm home if it is.
Oh, I see. Miss Whitman, huh? I see. Uh-huh. I see. Be glad to tell her you called Miss Whitman. Not at all. Okay. You bet. Goodbye.
Who's Miss Whitman?
Lady from Carberry. A friend of Aunt Bess's. Seen me when I was a baby. She's just in this city between trains. She's traveling...
All right, fine. Now you may take your departure.
If I hadn't been around to handy to answer this telephone, you'd have had to answer it and probably been forced to chew the rag 45 minutes.
I think not. I would have politely informed Miss Whitman to... Where are you going?
Glance out the window and see what Heine calls up to now.
No.
I'll go to the dining room then and see what...
You'll quit the house entirely. Be gone.
Hmm?
Gone the luck. I thought I'd be able to finish
You're
these
anymore. You're not any more unhappy than I am.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
Want me to answer that, I suppose.
Answer it and answer it quick. And don't get yourself involved in any long conversation.
Hello? Who? I'm afraid I didn't quite catch the name. Kelly? Cully? Collie? We'll spell it once.
Oh, for gosh sake.
Oh, Curly. Nobody around here named Curly, is there?
I don't know. There might be. Let's think. I'm not named Curly. You're not named Curly.
I guess you've got the wrong number. What number did you call? You called the right number all wrong. I mean, you called the wrong number all right. You bet. Not at all. Certainly. Fine. You bet. Certainly. Think nothing of it. Goodbye.
Yes, sir. I have myself in perfect control and am able to speak calmly. Don't be afraid of the expression on my face. Just follow my instructions. First of all, kindly remove that receiver from the hook so the telephone won't ring anymore. And after you've done that, you may...
The doorbell is ringing. Shall I go answer it? Okay.
7 times 6 is 42. 8 times 8 is 64. 64 and 42 are 106. 75 is 116. Now, 216 plus... No, wait a minute. 216 plus 495...
Oh, Doc!
Yes?
Doc? Bright and Willard are here.
Who?
Miss Bright and Willard are here to pay a little call.
Really?
They want to sit down and visit with you till Mom gets home from Hamilton. They brought some little chocolate cookies and a couple of popcorn balls. And wake up. Take it easy. Get a grip on yourself.